Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for joining us for this weekly edition of Boots on the Ground. It is our Blog Talk Radio show that we host each and every Monday from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast, it should be 6:30 where you are. If you're West Coast, it's probably about 4:30, well, actually maybe 3:30 or 2 hours behind us. But in any case, no matter where you are in the world, we are so grateful to have you join us. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. For those who may not be familiar with Walking Into a New Life, our mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. And at the close of today's broadcast, I'll let you all know a little bit about a couple of initiatives that we have going on right now. Boots on the Ground is an extension of one of those initiatives. Our idea with Boots on the Ground is to feature those individuals who work in the trenches, whether it's domestic violence, sexual assault, whether it's women's empowerment, self-improvement, if it's child pornography, if it's human trafficking, it might be cancer, it could be any number of social issues, but we like to bring all of those individuals together in one place so that you can hear their stories, hear their information, find out about their journey, and tangible resources that are available for you or someone in your area of responsibility. So having said that, again, I just want to say welcome and we appreciate you so very much for joining us. This week, like every week, we have had some of the most phenomenal guests on our show. This week is no exception. I've had an opportunity to work with our special guest on her own telesummit back a few months ago. And I tell you, the opportunity to share with her was wonderful for me. But having an opportunity to hear her journey and her story and how she's been able to put everything together is just been nothing short of amazing. So I knew that at some point I would want to have her on the show, and we have her. So this week I have the pleasure of introducing none other than Patricia Wright, and I'm going to allow her to tell you a little bit about who she is and what she does. So without further ado, I introduce to some and present to others none other than Patricia Wright. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, once again, thank you, Joyce. Thank you for that introduction. Thank you for inviting me. Like I say, it's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of your show, your message, your program. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And what you stand for and what this program stands for. So once again, thank you for inviting me. And just a little bit about me. Like I say, my name is Patricia Wright. I'm the founder and CEO of Journey to Best Me, LLC. Actually, Journey to Best Me, it started as a personal blog back in 2012, and it was part of my own journey, blogging about my own journey of unleashing me. And part of unleashing me is healing me, healing old hurts, pains, raising my self-love bar, as well as pursuing my dreams. And that's what Journey to Best Me is all about, is helping women to do that release, that shift, and to live and expand their lives, to unleash her, that higher being that is in us all, and pursue your true heart's desire, to pursue your dream. But there's some work involved, and that's part of that, like I say, that healing, the releasing, and then shifting of your mindset. But like I say, it started as a blog back in 2012. It died just like, you know, sometimes we allow our dreams to die or we allow others to kill our dreams. But I resurrected it, the blog, back in, 2014. And then that transitioned into full-fledged business and as transformational life coach, which is what I do, as well as getting ready to incorporate my IT business services, which is not new because my background is in information technology. But I'm incorporating that all under the JTBM umbrella, and I call it For the Womanpreneur. So if you're a woman with a business as part of your Best Me, Best Life, as part of your dream, there will be services for that. Like I say, those services, I've been doing those services for a long time, but I'm bringing them all under the umbrella. So not only you get that from a personal side, the life coaching from a personal side, but also this business services. And even part of what the coaching on the personal side, which is the mindset work, which a lot of coaches may not have that piece of work, but that piece is critical. That's where I also, for me, like to start on the, call it the inside out, because the mind, to me, I consider our mind as our most valuable asset. And like I say, journey to best me, fully transitioning to my business, start of the beginning of last year. So, but like I say, but I'm sorry, go ahead, Joyce.
No, I was just going to say, I really like that whole journey to best me. Not journey to mediocre me or journey to just get by. It's about the best you and bringing out the best in yourself. I absolutely love that. So I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to put that word. Please continue.
No, and like I say, that's what it's called, best me, you know, and when you think about, you know, the best life, you're living your best life or the best life movement, that's not new. But when most people think about that, it's more of when you think about that, most people think of the external things that they want, which is fine. But I was like, okay, no, I want to focus on both the me, the internal stuff, as well as the external stuff. Because for coming to realize in my own journey is that it makes it very difficult to accomplish the external things that we want, that life that we all want, that freedom that we want, if our internal stuff is not where it needs to be. And a lot of that, like I say, it's our mind, our mindset, you know, or if we got baggage, we got hurt, we got pain, that we haven't released, that we haven't acknowledged and released, if we haven't shifted our mindset, if we haven't shifted those limiting beliefs, if we haven't let go of the self-imposed limitations that we placed on ourselves or the lies that we told ourselves or that others have told us, you know, which is all part of your mindset, your subconscious mind, which is the driver. I firmly believe in that, you know, that is the driver. So if you haven't shifted and released those things, it's hard to accomplish that external life, your dream life that you want. So that's why I call it Journey to Best Me. And, of course, my hashtag is Best Me, Best Life. So it's bringing both components together.
Best Me, Best Life. I want you all to make sure that you write that down, hashtag it, use it. Make sure you give credit where credit is due. But make sure that you use that and you share it because you're giving some great gems, Patricia. And I don't know if I want to call it preaching, teaching, or both because these are things that as I'm talking with individuals, and, of course, you know, my background, of course, has to do more with domestic violence and sexual assault. But what you're sharing is life principles and life skills, no matter what your adversity is. You know, I really appreciate the fact that you talked about our mindset and what people have told us. Sometimes we buy into self-fulfilling prophecies and things that people share with us. And, of course, when you are a person who's been victimized, you start to really believe the things that people say about you. And you internalize that and you become what people have said you are. Even if that is not who you are, that's not who God intended you to be, that's not the direction and plan that, you know, he has for your life. But we hear some of these things so much, and I always say one of the best examples is when we talk with children. I call my grandchildren the little people. And when I talk to them, you know, I always, you're so pretty, you're handsome. In fact, my grandson thought his name was handsome. I think I had called him that so much. As a small boy, that when he was about three, they were at him and his mom were at a gas station, and he had gotten out the car, and the woman on the other side of the gas pump said, "Well, how are you, a handsome little fella?" And she told her, "You can't call me handsome. Only my grandmother gets to call me."
That's too cute.
And And while I do believe that he is a handsome little boy, I really wanted to instill in my children and my grandchildren about feeling good about themselves. Because
right.
the world will not always make you feel that way, but I want you to always hear it and know it and own it because I didn't. And I am embarrassed to say, well, not so much. I don't necessarily apologize for it, but I was about 37 before I started realizing who I was and whose I was and
right.
that I am a beautiful person holistically. And, you know, it shouldn't be that we get to 40 plus because now I am well past the plus. I just had a birthday on Tuesday, so I added another year to my plus. And I am at the best place in my life. I truly feel like I am at my best me only to get better. So for those of you who have just tuned in, I'm Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for our broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And we have with us the very lovely and multi-talented Patricia Wright. And she's sharing with us, just a whole gamut of jewels. So if you are just now tuning in, I will strongly suggest to you that you go back and listen to the replay because I want you to get this and I want you to internalize it and I want you to connect with her. And so that's actually a good segue into you, Patricia, sharing with our audience, how can they get in touch with you?
Sure, but I just want to go back to what you said about starting with you telling your grandchildren, and I just want to highlight that it actually your beliefs
sure.
are formed at that young age. So what messages, you know, that you've heard or whether they're positive or negative, that start forming your belief system. And as an adult, you carry that through life. And, of course, if it's negative or if it's limiting or if it no longer serves you, because we know a lot of us have beliefs that no longer serve or they don't serve that higher being, the person that God
yes.
wants you to be and you to be. But that's more because of tradition. You know, it's like I don't blame my parents. It's just that their parents passed down what they knew. They passed on to me. You know, it's tradition, but you have to start challenging those beliefs. And happy belated birthday. I did see some of the pictures, so happy belated birthday. But how you can contact me, of course, my website, which, of course, is journeytobestme.com, and that's all words, so that's journeytobestme.com. Of course, I'm on social media as Journey to Best Me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. As Journey to Best Me. And, of course, on my website, I have a contact page. So if you want to contact me, you can just fill out that form. Or, like I say, I do offer the Transformational Life Coaching, which I do offer a free complimentary strategy session. And there is a link right on the home page of my website that you can go fill out that form if you want to book that complimentary strategy session. So those are the ways you can get in touch with me. Like I say, I do also have a closed group on Facebook if you want to join the community. I call it it's called JTBM, Circle of Friends, and it's Friends Living on Purpose. So that is the closed group, my community, that's on Facebook as well.
Friends Living on Purpose. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the name of the group is JTBM, Circle of Friends, but it's not just friends, it's Friends Living on Purpose.
I like that. Please, you all, make sure that you go back and listen to the replay. And, of course, we will share the same information via social media. So if you happen to miss something, please make sure that you go to our fan page on Facebook. We are getting our website redone, and I was ready to launch it, and then I found some other things I wanted to add to it. So that is forthcoming. But all of our other social platforms, it will be listed there. And, of course, when the website is actually launched, it will be included on there as well. These replays are here forever, so go back and listen to them as many times as you like. And please share them. Please share them. You know, don't keep all this great information to yourself. Share them with others so that they can become connected and get started on their journey or receive some assistance if they've already started. But maybe at a stagnant place and just need some help. So, Trisha, I want to ask you, in your journey and with what you do, what have you found to be the most gratifying? And then on the flip side, what have you found to be the most disheartening?
Well, and when it comes to coaching, it's, of course, it's the work itself. It's helping and serving others. And, of course, I'm specifically geared toward women. It's who I, my clients, and that's who I'm helping. But it's to see and be a part of that transformation and to see them fulfill or start fulfilling their dreams, to step up, to unleash her, to start creating her life by design, and just to see that whole transformation and that shift in her. So that is the most gratifying. And for me to be a part of that is understanding, you know, my background of where I come from. You know, I'm just a little country girl, you know. First 10 years of my life, first 10 years of my life, you know, living in a house with no indoor plumbing. Here, this little country girl that wouldn't have never thought, you know, this is what it's like. Thank you, God. You know, it's like, and that's what I say, God has a plan for everyone's life, and it's way beyond what you could ever imagine. Even if you have plans, dreams, His plan is way bigger. So it's just being a part of that and seeing that and being the one that is part of that that service to others. So that is the, like I say, the best thing ever. The disheartening, I don't really say there's anything disheartening, and it's the work itself, other than just to see, like I say, to see a woman and know that there's more, to know that she can have more, to know that, you know, that you're loved, and not owning that, not living that or pursuing her dreams and just settling and accepting and hurting. That is kind of the disheartening. And it's like there is help. You don't have to. And from my own journey, you know, I was that independent girl for so long. You know, it's like I can do this by myself. I don't need any help. And that's a lie. That's one of the lies you need to stop telling yourself. Even if you're that independent person, you still need help. God designed us to be in relationship with others and work together. So you need that help.
Yes.
You know, and I had to come off my little island, you know, because I was that one that I can do this on my own. And sometimes you don't have a choice. I do understand that because you got to do it. It has to be done. So you've been that one for doing it for so long, but you got to step back maybe the case you've been doing it for so long, you forget to let other people step up and do it for you. Seeing, I guess that would be probably kind of the disheartening part. It's like, there is help. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to go your journey alone. You can, you know, there's support as well. And it's like, step up and unleash you, girl. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're loved. You know, you can live your dream. It's possible. It's all possible. It's more than possible, in fact. If you have a dream, a desire, because we all do, we have a higher purpose. We all have a dream, a God-given dream, a desire, our true heart's desire. And God gave it to you. It's been in you since day one. You know, but for so many of us, because of life, because of our own self-imposed limitations, because of our own negative experiences, we're not pursuing it. And so that's kind of the disheartening piece of just knowing that. And it's like, yeah, come on. I need you to come on.
right. And it's like you can see it and you know it and you understand it. And you just have this burning desire to ensure that the other person sees it the way that you do. And so disheartening may not be the best one. It's so hurtful when you can see it and know it, and especially when you've already been there and done that, so to speak, so you know what is on the other side. And just trying to encourage someone else to be able to see it the way that you see it sometimes it can be so hurtful and frustrating because you just want it so bad for that other person. So I totally agree with that. I wanted to ask you if you have any events that are coming up, and if so, please feel free to share them with us and also let us know what things you need from us, the listening community, that can further aid in your agenda.
Well, right now what I have going on is at the start of the month, this month, you know, here in the States, we celebrated Independence Day on 4th of July, you know, freedom. And then I thought about it, and it's like, hey, it's mid-year. You know, we've all been, probably all been guilty of saying at the start of the new year, this is my year, I'm going to make it happen. But we don't, we may start off, but then we fizzle out, or we say it, and then we end up not doing anything, and we're the same place. And I was like, hey, I'm going to declare, I'm going to break all the rules as a coach. I'm declaring the month of July as Claim Your Freedom Month. And
okay,
I have videos. I've been presenting videos every week. Also, I'm on YouTube as JourneyToBestMe.com. So if you find my channel right now, just search YouTube for Journey to Best Me. If you like the videos that I have out there already, please like, subscribe. That is one thing. But I have a playlist called Claim Your Freedom, so you can catch all the videos that have been shared thus far that I've created. But part of breaking all the rules as a coach, I am offering. 3 free 1-hour coaching sessions. You know, normally you don't hear of that. You hear maybe a 30-minute session. But I'm offering 3. That's what I say. Offering 3 every Friday because that was my way. And, as you know, it's like having this, you know, people probably think I'm crazy sometimes because I talk to myself. And I will be in the company of others and may have a full-fledged conversation with myself. But it's more like I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to God. And it's like, you know, and that's where this idea comes from. And it's like, okay, I'm doing this. It's like, I got this idea, I'm doing it. You know, when we get these ideas and a lot of things, speaking of ideas, pay attention to the ideas that you get. Ideas, you know, pay attention to them because some of those ideas probably, they're divine, from the divine, and they're the quickest way or the fastest way to help you accomplish your goals if you take action on those ideas. So pay attention to the ideas that you get and take action on those. And that's what I decided to do. It's like I'm offering 3 free 1-hour coaching sessions every Friday for this whole month. And that was all about helping the woman to jumpstart claiming her freedom, owning her freedom, and is understanding that you are already free to create and live the life that you desire. It's just that you got to get out of your own way because the only one that can truly stop you from living on purpose, maximizing your life, is you. Only one stopping you is you. And there's some work that needs to be involved, and part of that is what I talked about earlier. So all this month I have the Claim Your Freedom Month with the Claim Your Freedom Friday sessions. And all you have to do, I think if you follow me, to claim one of those Fridays, because we have 2 left this week, this Friday and next Friday, is just email support@journeytobestme.com. That's all you have to do. Now, in August, I am opening up, and you were part of the telesummit when I pre-did this back in March, I'm opening up my group coaching program, Unleash You. And that's a 10-week group coaching program. It's called Unleash You. You can go to my website, which is journeytobestme.com. We got all the details and what each week we cover in each week. But it's all about helping you starting from the inside out, doing that release, the shift, so that you can live and expand your life, start living on purpose, creating your life by design, living on purpose, maximizing your life. So that is what I got going on now, as well as what's coming up in August.
Wow. Just like you said, unheard of. Unheard of.
Yes, so that's what I think. You know,
strongly encourage you all. Take advantage of this. I've spent time with her. I know what she's capable of. I know what she brings to the table. So I know that you will benefit from what she has to offer. So don't sleep on it. Don't wait and let August get here and then find out that you're too late, you missed it. You didn't get a chance to, you know, take advantage of it now. That's all I can say. Take advantage of it now. Make sure that you send this to other people so they can hear the replay. Go back and listen to it yourself If you weren't taking notes, that way when you go back to your replays, you can go ahead and make your notes and then get in touch with Patricia because we really want you all to get this information and to be uplifted and empowered and enlightened because, as she said earlier, it's out here. The opportunities are here. People care about you. They care about what happens to you. They want to see you live the best life possible. And she is just another one of those vessels that God is using to make that happen. So in our last couple of minutes here, because we're getting down to the last few minutes, what I would like for you to do is just take a moment to share with the listening audience any last comments, any last remarks that you may have before I go into our closing remarks and spill about the organization. So at this time, Patricia, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. I just want to quickly say, just to leave you with, you know, if you're thinking you're not enough, stop it. You are enough. You are God's beautiful creation. The other thing is stop believing the lies. As I mentioned, stop believing the lies that you've told yourself, they're not true, the lies that others have told you, society has told you. Stop believing the lies. And like I said before, all that you desire is more than possible. It's meant for you. God put that in you. He's already made provisions. I like to say, you know, the life that you want and desire is waiting on you to show up. You have to start, you have to say yes to you and say yes every day. Say yes every day and show up and open yourself up to receive that life and take action. And it all starts with clarity. Getting clear on what is that you want, how do you want to show up, that's the first step, is get that clarity, getting clear. So that is what I would like to just leave everybody with, you know, those nuggets right there. But like I say, you are enough, and the life that you desire is more than possible. It's meant for you, and it's waiting on you to show up.
That's well said, very well spoken. There's nothing that I could add to that except to tell you thank you for being our guest. Thank you for sharing your nuggets and your wisdom with us, your transparency. I love it. That is one of the things that I really want people to walk away from each week with the shows is that they hear from people who are honest and transparent and giving and caring and have products and services and tangible resources that are right at their fingertips. So thank you so very much for all that you continue to do. And again, for our listening audience, just know this information is going to be shared throughout social media. She's provided a number of ways to get in touch with her, so I strongly advise you to do so. But again, Patricia Wright, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you very much, Joyce. Thank you for having me.
And we are down to our last couple of minutes, so I just want to take a moment, as always, to say thank you to our listening audience for tuning in, whether this is your first time or you've been with us the entire time. We appreciate your time and your energy for your likes and your shares, for continuing to support our journey with Walking Into a New Life, and specifically this radio show. Walking Into a New Life right now has been collecting used cell phones. This is going to be our last week for doing that so that we can go ahead and get them mailed out. But Verizon has a Hope Line organization where they take old cell phones, chargers, batteries, old accessories, and they clean them and then reprogram them so that they can be given to survivors of abuse. Because as you know, a lot of times those who are dealing with abuse lose contact with individuals and, you know, their family, their friends, and just being able to make appointments and having that sense of freedom. So that's just one of the ways that we're trying to help to give back. And also, we are still doing our Cookies for Mission. So we are doing the Cookies for a Cause. Please make sure that you go to cookiesformissions.com/fundraisers. And you will see Walking Into a New Life as one of the featured fundraiser projects. So order large, order as many as you want and as often as you want. We'll be doing this for the next couple of weeks. So reach out to us at 901-466-6182. Of course, you can email us at info@winl.org. phone, and we are on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So a number of ways to reach out to us. We look forward to having you join us again next week. Be blessed.